Peoria Police and Fire are dealing with an uptick in firework complaints.
If you're hearing the loud bangs and the pops and the buzz bombs going off, rest assured those are the prohibited fireworks not allowed in the state of Illinois and Peoria.
That's Division Chief Taylor of the Peoria Fire Department. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, July 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Police Department is posting red placards in neighborhoods throughout the city, educating residents on the use of consumer fireworks. That comes as first responders are dealing with more firework complaints than usual. Stanley Taylor is Division Chief of Fire Prevention for the Peoria Fire Department.
We're seeing an uptick in fireworks complaints already. It seems they started earlier this year. I don't know if it's because everybody's been quarantined and itching to get out and do something, but I think everybody's noticed more fireworks going off.
The Peoria Fire Department and the Peoria Police Department each put out notices this week listing which fireworks are approved and not approved for use in the city of Peoria and the state of Illinois. Division Chief Taylor says the loud fireworks are the ones not approved for use in Peoria.
If you're hearing the loud bangs and the pops and the buzz bombs going off, rest assured those are the prohibited fireworks not allowed in the state of Illinois and Peoria.
He says if you hear those, you can call 911 and report it, and the police department and fire department will respond. Individuals found in violation of the City of Peoria fireworks ordinance are subject to a $250 fine. The minimum wage in Illinois goes up today. Workers will see a boost to $10 an hour, up 75 cents from January. Those making minimum wage will continue to see annual hikes of a buck an hour on the first of the year until it hits $15. Washington police arrested 33-year-old Jordan Hyde in connection with the city's second homicide this month. Hyde is charged with fatally stabbing his roommate at an apartment at Holland and Spruce Monday. Tri-County health officials reported 3 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Monday, bringing the total to 648. More than 80% are considered recovered. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. The Pekin Outreach Initiative is achieving an 8-year-old dream with the opening of a new day shelter on Elizabeth Street later this year. WCBU's Tim Shelley recently talked with Outreach Initiative founder Lynn Johnson about how the project will fill a gap in services for people experiencing homelessness in Pekin.
I invited all the churches to a luncheon, and we talked about what the main needs were in Pekin, what the churches saw the needs to be. One was transportation. We've not been able to transport people. So that is in the works. Another thing was a day shelter, a cooling and warming center. And that we've wanted for all these years. We have a wonderful center at Salvation Army, the Rust Transitional Center, and they do a lot of good there, but there are a lot of needs that aren't met there because of space. So we are not able to house anyone here. Down the road, we hope to be able to house homeless. We have a hole upstairs that we aren't going to be able to use now because of accessibility, but that's part of the dream down the road.
So the hope is to have this open in time for the colder months.
Absolutely. Before it gets cold, we want to have a day center open, so that the homeless people will have somewhere to stay.
And just based off of your experience, how many people do you think will take advantage of the services here?
Well, when I was working at Salvation Army, I had I was busy all day long trying to assist people and trying to place people. So I believe we're going to be busy. But not only with homeless, once we get our counseling services started and our financial services going, we will have a lot of the needy from Pekin here. I'm a homeless liaison for District 108, and last year we had right about 100 kids that were homeless on our rosters. So there are a lot of people in Pekin that have needs that we don't even see.
So this could be families, not just a single person.
Oh, golly, yes. Yes, in fact, when we serve meals, we'll have families coming in.
I imagine if there's people listening to this, they're going to, you know, think like, well, how can I help with this? Is there anything people can do in general?
Oh, golly, yes. We're going to need plumbers, electricians. If a contractor would step up and help us out, we would be so thrilled, because we have to totally redo these bathrooms to be accessible. We also need to put in a ramp. We have someone that has volunteered, a crew has volunteered to build the ramp for us, but we're going to need materials for that. We had a brand new refrigerator donated and a freezer. We already purchased a washer and dryer, but we can use small appliances, roasters, crock pots. We can use dishes. We can use everything.
Well, this looks like it's going to be a great project for Pekin.
That was WCBU's interview with Pekin Outreach Initiative founder Lynn Johnson on the opening of a new day shelter for the population experiencing homelessness. To find out more, including information on how you can help, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.